The Volumes of Truth. Volume 7. Let All in the Earth Be Brought into Deep and Profound Silence. April 24, 2008. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The Word of the Lord spoken to Timothy. For all those who have ears to hear. Regarding, allowing comments of scoffers, or debating with mockers. Thus says the Lord, to all those who blow this trumpet. I will not share my glory. Nor shall any who speak against me be given a voice. Neither shall any who hate the sound of this trumpet, or speak against my word in these letters, be given any voice at all. Behold, the day is at hand, when they shall all be struck dumb. The day I put them to shame, and leave them desolate. The day they shall be left, utterly astounded. For my word stands, and cannot be moved. Whether they hear, or whether they forbear. It stands. Yet this is but the beginning. Soon, all shall be brought to fruition. Soon, all shall be brought forth, and completed. For the time has come. Therefore let those who do wickedly, continue therein. And let those who seek righteousness, walk therein. Yet I tell you this, my servants. When it is within your power to silence the scoffers, do so. Give no voice to the mocker, nor to the evil of heart. For to do so, is to enable Satan. Know you not, what the Scriptures say? If anyone comes to you, and does not hold to this teaching, or upholds any other doctrine, do not receive him, or welcome him in. Neither give him place nor part, in that reserved for the Lord, and his proclamation. For this would be to give him a platform, from which to perpetuate his evil ways. I tell you the truth. To allow the comments of scoffers and mockers, is to welcome them in. Rather let them shout their controversy, before the Lord. Let their outcry enter into the ears of the Lord of hosts. For I alone shall repay. I alone shall bring forth judgment, and institute the punishment. And if they choose to stand defiant until the end, beating upon their chests, shaking their fists at heaven, I will destroy them, says the Lord. For the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any double-edged sword, piercing to where the soul meets the spirit, cutting through to where the joint meets the bone, even to the marrow, a discerner of the thoughts, a judge of the innermost intentions. Therefore, let all who behold my words, look upon them as an ensign, as a waving banner brought forth and set up, for this wayward generation, even as a trumpet and alarm, blowing continually upon the wall. Let its sound rush through the streets of the cities. Let its noise be carried into the wilderness, even to the outermost isles. And let all those who have ears to hear, listen, and be silent before their God, and pray. Indeed, let all in the earth partake of my word, and be brought into deep and profound silence, and consider, says the Lord.